Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello, beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounts. It is good to be able to come to your homes again today with another message of Something to Believe In. This is the day the Lord hath made. The Bible said we can and we will rejoice and be glad therein. So we rejoice that we're able to come into your homes and present you to Something to Believe In. We trust today before the broadcast is over that you will have to agree with me that there is great and marvelous things that God will do for you if you'll only let go and let God. Well, let's let go and let God right now as we do this song for you right here. And I hope you enjoyed this song. This one says, farther along, we'll understand more about it. Tempted and tried, we're half made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long. While there
understanding all by
the Yes, sir. The Bible said the secret things belong to God. Only those things revealed belong to us. We don't understand it here. There's a lot of problems, situations we don't understand, but we'll understand it better by and by. We want to remember the sick today. We want to remember James Ellison, and I hope he's home doing real well, and also Louise Ellison, and I hope that Kenny Keaton, let's remember Kenny Keaton in our prayers, and always keep Martha in your prayers. We want to remember her. I went over to see her the other day, and she's doing much better, but still needs your prayers. I need your prayers as we get through this dark and lonely valley that we're walking through. And we've got so many people on the prayer list. And I've heard from Doris and Arvin, and Arvin's not doing any good. It seems like that there's so much sickness throughout the land. But we want to remember them today in our prayers. We want to hope that that you're listening to the broadcast and we can bring a ray of sunshine in your heart and life, okay? Let's go back and listen to this song. Hope you enjoy. This one says we got some help, and it's on the way.
A woman in the Bible days, her last meal almost gone, but God would send a prophet just to make his word known. He said, woman, now don't you worry, for God sent me today. And before you ever ask him, help was on the way. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. A brighter day is coming for those who believe and pray. Help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on. Troubles of this old life come by and burdens get you down. You think there's no one listening and you think there's no one around. Just remember what his word says, just trust him and obey. Keep your eyes toward the heaven. Oh, help is on the way. Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. A brighter day is coming for those who believe and pray. Now help won't help tomorrow. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. Help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way.
Help is on the way. Just hold on a little longer because help is on the way. I hope that brought some sunshine in your heart and life. I know that it's hard to wait, but the Bible said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall walk and not grow weary. They shall run and never faint. So just trust the Lord and put your problems in the hands of the Lord. We want to remember also Patty and Barry Harper. Patty is still has a dislocated shoulder, I think it is. She's fallen, and she's not doing too well. And Barry, Barry's been trying to go on, but Warren Shrewsbury will be filling in up the Pillar of Truth this Sunday for him, and then he'll be back in the pulpit possibly the following Sunday. So we want to remember these people. We got a lot of sick folks, and just about every way you turn, you'll find there's people who are sick. So we want to pray for the sick and the shut-in. We hope that you're listening to this broadcast, and it is bringing a ray of sunshine in your heart and life, okay? Let's go right back now and listen to this song, and hope you enjoy this one also. This song says, how long has it been since you talked with the Lord?
How long has it been since you talked with the Lord and told Him your heart's hidden secret? How long since you prayed? How long since you stayed on your knees till the light shines through? How long has it been since your mind felt at ease? How long since your heart knew no burden? Can you call Him a friend? How long has it been since you knew that He cared for you? How long has it been since you knelt by your bed and pray to the Lord up in heaven? How long since you knew that He answered you and would keep you the whole night through? How long has it been since you woke with the dawn and felt that the day was worth living? Can you call Him a friend? How long has it been since you knew that He cared for you?
Yes, sir. I can tell you a great story about that. I tried to run on God one time. I tried to quit preaching. I said, Lord, I'm not going to preach anymore. I'm just going to enjoy life with my family. But that song happened to be the number one on the charts then. And every time I'd turn the radio on, I'd hear that song, How Long Has It Been? And I wanted to talk to God about my situation so bad, but I was too proud. I had too much pride in me. But I knelt at an old altar prayer one night, and God forgave me and restored me back to His fellowship. You remember David cried the same prayer, Lord, restore unto me the joy of Thy salvation. It's a sad world when you're trying to run from God. You can run, but you can't hide. You can't hide from God's love. God's love is from everlasting to everlasting. So as my advice to you is just hang on just a little bit longer. Hold on just a little bit longer, because if God be for you, there's no power in this world that will ever stand against you. Well, let's go back and listen to another song. Now, I'm just going to kind of play some music today for you and kind of narrate what I feel like's on my heart I need to tell you. So we're just going to do that. We're just going to play some songs and do what God allows us to do. So let's go to this song right here. Hope you enjoy this one.
Well, I'm so tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord shall come and call me away. Oh, yes. Well, the morning is bright and the Lamb is the light, and the night is as fair as the day. Oh, yes. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me, O Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. There will be peace, peace in the valley for me. Well, the bear, he will be gentle, and the wolf, he shall be tame, and the lion, he shall lay down by the lamb. Oh, yes. Then the beast from the wild shall be led by the child. I will be changed, Lord, change of the creature that I am. Oh, yes. And there will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. There will be peace, peace in the valley for me.
Yes, Jesus said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives, but God's peace that passes all understanding. And Red Foley did that song many years ago and left the stage, had a heart attack, and died. But that's a great song. It goes way back, but it's still yet just as good today as it was then. We can have peace in the valley someday. So I hope that if you don't have peace, that you find the Prince of Peace and turn your life over to Him, okay? Let's go to this song right here now. I know you're going to enjoy this song, and I'll be right back to give you a good story about it. Just a minute. This one says He can put you back together again.
So you've come to the end of your life, and you feel like you're losing your mind. Your dreams are all gone. You're not strong anymore. And your world's in a million pieces on the floor. All the hurt in your heart that just won't heal. And love deep inside you just can't feel.
I bring you good news in Jesus' name. He can put you back together again. Let Jesus put you back together again. And you'll never go back where you've been. He's waiting, and it's all up to you. He wants to hold you and make you brand new. Turn it over to the one who really cares. You can trust him, he will always be there. Just reach out right now and take his hand. Let Jesus put you back together again. He can put you back together again. And you'll never go back where you've been. He's waiting, and it's all up to you. He wants to hold you, and he'll make you brand new. Just turn it over to the one who really cares. You can trust him to always be there. Just reach out right now and take his hand. Let Jesus put you back together again. Just reach out right now and take his hand. Let Jesus put you back. Let him put you back together again. I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender. They're leading me in the paths where I must trot. I'll have no fear, for I know he'll walk beside me. And I'm sheltered in the arms of God. So let the storm clouds rage, storm clouds rise. They won't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe in the arms of God. I'll have no fear, for Jesus walks beside me. And I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Soon I shall hear that sound from heaven's portals. Come home, my child, it's the last mile you must trod. I'll fall asleep, oh, but I'll wake in God's new heaven. Sheltered, safe within the arms of God.
So let the storm clouds rage, storm clouds rise. They don't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. I'll have no fear, for I know He'll walk beside me. And I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Yes, I'm sheltered in the arms of God.
In the end, there is someone who's a friend to you. Someone to care, someone to share all your troubles like no other can do. He'll come down from the skies and brush the tears from your eyes. You're His child and He cares for
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80.